Electric vehicle maker Rivian says its first customer vehicle has rolled off the production line at its plant in Normal. Rivian has about 2,500 workers at the plant and may double that. Timothy Bardick is an economist at the nonprofit W.E. Upjohn Institute for Employment Research in Michigan. Bardick tells Eric Stock, Bloomington Normal may have low unemployment, but data show there are still a lot of people in the community who are out of work and can benefit from Rivian's growth. Bardick says those jobs will have a big multiplier effect across the Bloomington Normal economy.
There'll be effects on suppliers. There'll also be effect on retailers. I mean, multipliers occur due to these supplier linkages, and also the workers at the plant and at the supplier will go out and buy additional things at local retailers, and that creates local retail jobs. So I would think a realistic multiplier would be, in addition to the direct jobs, there will be about a similar number of other jobs due to the multiplier. So every 2,500 jobs or 5,000 jobs would generate another 2,500 or 5,000 jobs in the local economy. And then, you know, the real issue is who gets the jobs and what it does to wages and earnings. And I would think that it would be realistic to assume that in the long run, of these, let's say let's be conservative. Let's just talk about 2,500 jobs initially with a multiplier that would push it to 5,000. So I would think that it would be realistic to assume that if you create 5,000 jobs in Bloomington Normal, 1,000 of those at least would go to people who otherwise would not be employed. So that obviously is a significant change in their earnings and their standard of living.
And Bloomington Normal lost the car manufacturing plant that Mitsubishi Motors ran for 3 decades before Rivian bought that site. There was a slow bleed of jobs for well over a decade. The city's major employers now are mostly white-collar, insurance, education, health care. So how does a plant like Rivian impact economic development in a community with already relatively low unemployment?
Well, for one thing, there may be a different group of people who will take these kind of jobs. That needs to be taken into account. The second thing, even if the unemployment rate is low, I don't think the employment rate is necessarily as high as it could be. So the unemployment rate is not that maybe always the best indicator. What you need to look at is the employment to population ratio. There are a lot of people who don't count as officially being unemployed who may be interested in a job under the right circumstances.
Who might those be?
Well, they could be a variety of folks. I don't know the demographics in Bloomington Normal exactly, but I assume that like most of America, even though I assume it's an above average college grad percentage in the local economy, there are a lot of Americans, nationwide, a clear majority, who do not have a four-year college degree. Maybe they have some college or they have an associate's degree. And there are a lot of people who are very attracted by manufacturing jobs that typically pay a little bit better than some more of the service sector jobs, and yet don't require an advanced degree. And those job opportunities might be quite attractive to folks in that category who want a good job, but for a variety of reasons, have not completed a four-year college degree. And the reality is, in the U.S. economy, not all jobs require a four-year college degree, although we certainly should offer opportunities for everyone to go to college. We do not need necessarily a labor market in which everyone has a bachelor's degree or a master's degree or whatever.
Is there potential that with a plant like this and the unemployment rate where it is, that there will be more people commuting to Normal for a job at Rivian? And if that's the case, how does that impact the economic boost from this?
Usually we define a local labor market as an area within which most commuting flows are contained. And that definition is a little bit flexible, but typically it's a multi-county area. I don't know exactly currently how far people commute in the Bloomington Normal area, but you know there presumably is an official metropolitan area that is based on Census Bureau statistics on how far people tend to commute. Certainly not everyone is going to be right next door to the plant. I mean, the impact of this is felt throughout the commuting area, the metropolitan area, and a lot of people will be affected. And as I said, even if the unemployment rate's low, there are a lot of people. I mean, the employment rate in the U.S. is still not up to where it was prior to the Great Recession or back in the year 2000, and that's generally true around the U.S., and there are a lot of people who might be interested in a job at this plant, or for that matter, as I said, there's a job vacancy chain. I mean, in other words, when you look at the labor market impact of a given plant, we can't just look at the plant. We need to look at all the ripple effects on the whole labor market.
Is there concern that we will reach a saturation point for companies like Rivian, startup electric vehicle makers, before they become widely adopted a technology for everybody, and only the really most prominent ones will make it?
Well, I certainly don't think all of them will make it. I don't know where this company will be successful, but I think in general, these kind of companies will be successful. And what I would urge the area to think about, okay, so you need to hedge your bets. You need to have a broad economic development strategy. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. And it sounds like the area is making a variety of investments making more land available for business development and in the engineering college. And those investments will pay off even if down the road, who knows? Maybe this company will be very successful for the next 10, 15 years, and then later on it won't be as successful because it will follow bad strategies or whatever. You don't know. So it's quite possible that down the road this company will have problems. But if you're using the plant as a good reason to make a variety of investments in your local economy and some of the basics, like having land available, having things like university engineering colleges available as a resource for local business, that will pay off long-term, even if a specific company may downsize or whatever down the road.
That was research economist Timothy Bartik with Eric Stock. Bartik says those jobs should also put more upward pressure on wages in Bloomington Normal.